WAPO, Justin Fairfax made incorrect claims in statement denying alleged sexual assault. By John Nolte on February 4, 2019. The far-left Washington Post reports that Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax, DBA, made a false claim against the woman accusing him of a 2004 sexual assault. In a Monday morning statement denying the alleged assault, Fairfax's office claims the Washington Post found significant red flags and inconsistencies in the accuser's story. The Post investigated the claim for several months. After being presented with facts consistent with the lieutenant governor's denial of the allegation, the absence of evidence corroborating the allegation, and significant red flags and inconsistencies within the allegation, the Post made the considered decision not to publish the story. According to the Post, though, this is not true. In a piece published after the release of the Fairfax statement, the Post says there were no inconsistencies in the woman's accusation. The Post did not find significant red flags and inconsistencies within the allegations, as the Fairfax statement incorrectly said the Post. The Post says it decided to keep the allegation that Fairfax forced a woman to perform oral sex on him quiet because the story could not be corroborated. This strikes many as odd coming from the same Washington Post that published uncorroborated assault allegations against Kavanaugh during that same year. The Washington Post, in phone calls to people who knew Fairfax from college, law school and through political circles, found no similar complaints of sexual misconduct against him, the story says. Without that, or the ability to corroborate the woman's account, in part because she had not told anyone what happened, the Washington Post did not run a story. The Fairfax assault allegation came to national attention Monday after Big League Politics published the allegation with apparent permission from the alleged victim. Big League Politics is the same news outlet that broke Friday's bombshell about Virginia's governor, Democrat Ralph Northam, and his 1984 yearbook page, which includes a racist photograph of a white man in full blackface standing next to someone dressed as a Klansman. Northam at first admitted to being in the photo, but during a bizarre Saturday news conference, he then denied that was him in the photo but admitted to wearing blackface at another event. Northam is under mounting pressure to resign. Should he do so, his now embattled lieutenant governor will become the state's governor with a very serious assault allegation looming over his tenure. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.